fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 7th day of August, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you don't already, for your private personal library to get a copy of Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. It's huge. It is huge. And you might find one on sale someplace. I would look on Amazon. Maybe your local bookstore may have a copy. But it's a very foundational a part of anybody's private personal library. That would be Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor, the CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. There's a link on my links page to DesertEagleShooters.com. We're going to talk about firearms, optics, ammunition, the gun culture. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
Well, it's very chilly here in South Central Missouri. We had record-breaking heat, and this morning it was 65 degrees and still not quite up to 72 last time I checked. So chilly, and we finally got some rain also. How about your part of the world?
We got a few sprinkles over the weekend, and currently we're suffering a southwest ice age. Woke up to 75 degrees. So, promises to be up near 100 again today.
Oh, boy. So, well,
at least it don't have the forecast of 115 again. So, that's right, a good right. point, I guess.
Well, I'll take 100 over 115 any day. And, of course, with the low,
yeah.
the low humidity makes it more tolerable, but it's still hot. It's hot, isn't it?
Well, that's always... a statement that they make about the Southwest, but the humidity right now outside is 84%.
Whoa.
And it'll gradually go down during the day, and in the afternoon it'll be down probably around 15-20%, maybe less.
There you go.
But this is that time of the year out here in the Southwest they call the monsoon season. And the ground is so dry from... you know, everything else from as long as it's been, especially the winds out here sucks any moisture out of anything real rapidly. That's what helps give us our low humidity. But this time of the year, it'll be enough moisture. You'll actually have dew in the morning on things. And it actually gets quite miserable for us out here.
I don't doubt it for a moment. I don't doubt it for a moment. Well, Jimmy, over the weekend, you went to a gun show. Anything interesting happened there?
A little bit. Not a whole lot. Wasn't one of our let's write home about this gun shows. But, of course, that's just the nature of the business and everything. Some are better than others, and then some most of the business is done between dealers. And this was kind of a cross between the two. But got to talk to some new folks. It was a brand-new gun show for us in Portales, New Mexico. And got to meet a whole lot of new people and talk about new things. And we'll have some residual business come out of it. But the conversations and everything that were a little bit different this time, which was kind of fun. For those that aren't familiar about New Mexico's landscape and locations, Portales is just a few miles from the Texas border on the east side of the state. Not quite halfway up the state, north to south, on the east side of it. And, you've got Cannon Air Force Base to the north, and, then for the majority of that area out there, it's peanut farmers and alfalfa and other farmers, agriculture. So, entire new group for us to visit with. And just a all-around general good time. Like I said, no one did really well. But I think the next time around, it'll be better because we'll get more word out, and people that have been this time will look forward to next time. So as with any business and everything, you never know what the day's going to bring.
That's true. That's true. Well, that's just the nature of these gun shows. You never know. Who you're going to meet or what's going to happen at them, do you?
That's right. And we did get to discuss long-range shooting with a few people that are accustomed to coyote hunting out there and predator. Actually, it's easier to say predator hunting because they've got a good mix of foxes, coyotes, bobcats. And one thing I was not aware of at all is that they have had an influx of wolves show up out there several times. And one gentleman was telling me that in the last 2 years that there have been 5 different wolves killed in that region, and the panhandle of Texas and the eastern side of the state. One of them, I believe he said, was a what they call the Mexican red wolf. And then 3 of the ones that were taken actually had been chipped, had the they were released wolves from Game and Fish Department.
Right.
And interesting, one of them was released in the Gila Wilderness area of New Mexico, which is on the far western side of the state. So that one's got a lot of people scratching their heads, and the tree huggers are having heart failure because wolves, quote unquote, don't travel.
Right. Well, of course they do. Well, we got an expression here in the Ozarks when it comes to the fish and game people releasing large predators, mountain lions, and wolves. Here's the expression: shoot it, shovel it, and
shovel it.
Yep.
That's probably the best way to do it. I'm watching my phone here to make sure that the battery doesn't die on it. But yeah, it was an interesting, fun gun show as always, and just I don't know. It was different for us. You and I were talking last week a little bit about scope covers and. Things like that, you know, to break up the outline and the reflection of scopes and stuff
kill flash.
Out in the field.
Kill Flash.
And can you still hear me, sir?
I do, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. My stupid phone just kind of dropped audio for a moment. But I figured that'd be a good topic today is talk about camouflage with guns. And there's so many aspects of it that sometimes simplest is best. People will find ways to manufacture items that really help. But I was looking at some of the covers that you had talked to me about, and those people are absolutely insane on some of those prices.
I've seen wide variation in those prices, up from low to high. It's a simple thing. It's basically a piece of a thick screen is all it is.
I was just flabbergasted to sit there and see one of them that they were so proud of this thing that they wanted $130-something for it. And I'm like, seriously? You know, people that would buy that have way too much money on their hands, and if they'd like to call me, I could help them invest it. But in camouflage in nature, ladies and gentlemen, there are three things that help keep you hidden. And I'll go through them in the order that I was taught, which is pretty much the industry standard for being out there. The number one most important part of camouflage is movement. Your eye will pick up movement at any distance before it will pick up color or reflection. And the reason for that is the construction of the eye, the rods and the cones that are inside your eye, if you're looking directly at something, you really don't see it. You're seeing everything around it, and your eye is actually not still. It's moving back and forth and up and down, more or less in a circular motion. But it's very, very minute, and because of that, that's how you see straight ahead or directly at something you're looking at. So the first thing that we look at in camouflage is movement. The second is, for lack of a better term, straight lines and circles. There are no straight lines in nature. There are no perfect circles in nature. And then the last, of course, is color. And backing up to the first one, we'll actually come to the first one last, and we'll start looking at lines and everything. What John was showing me was, and I'm familiar with him in a different aspect, if you are looking for, say you're in a real serious airsoft game, and your team is taking on what has been the champion team for your area for years, and there's money riding on this one. And your opponent's team has got one guy that is just a really super good shot. He's their designated rifleman for the team, and he's the one that normally wins the game for them. So in this situation, you would want to take care of him as soon as possible, maybe not first, but as soon as possible, so that the rest of your team has got a better chance of playing capture the flag for adults. In your rifle first, we'll take just the basic rifle first, and then we'll get to the optics. One of the easiest ways in the world is to go down to your Hobby Lobby, your Michael's craft store, whatever, and in the flower department, you will find these rolls of burlap. Now, the burlap is used in decorating or hiding the baskets and things like that hold the flower, and or the flower arrangement or whatever. These are some of the neatest investments that you can make because they come in anything from 1 inch all the way up to, I've seen 6 inch rolls of this burlap, and pick up two or three different sizes of that. The color is absolutely perfect. The technical name for the color is Jute, J-U-T-E, Juliet Uniform Tango Echo. And so you pick up a couple of those, or three or four. Me, I've got way too many probably. And you don't ever use tape in your camouflaging. Always use a piece of cord or thread. Yes, my puppy dog is Theodore sitting here. He missed us over the weekend, so he's got to tell me everything that's going on and get a few ear scratches. But you take a piece of that, and you don't ever put it on flat. You twist it a little bit. And you go at the action end of the rifle, and you tie it there, little tag hanging down, and then twist it and kind of wrap it so that it's kind of a crumpy wrapple. I guess I created a new word, John.
Right.
Wrap going forward to the muzzle. Now, always stop just a little bit behind the muzzle, like I say, an inch to 2 inches, and again, tie it off there. Now, what you've done is you've taken and broken up a straight line and made it kind of humpy and irregular. That's what we're looking for. It doesn't have to be large changes in irregularity. All it has to be is irregular when looked at from the side. Now, the burlap or jute or whatever you're picking up there in your, I think they actually call it ribbons, does two things. Breaks up the outline, gives it an irregular shape, and then two, it gives it a nice earthy color. The third advantage to it, which is strictly an advantage, is that if you brush it against weeds or grass or anything else, it's going to cling to it, which, again, breaks up the silhouette. So now we've got the barrel done on that. When you get to the action is the hard part. You want to take and break up the silhouette of the action, but you don't want to prevent ejection, loading, or trigger operations. If it's a lever gun, you know, you've got to keep it so that everything still functions without anything, not so much preventing movement, but getting hung in it when the movement is complete and you're ready to shoot again. Most of our modern lever guns and everything have what is known as a lever safety. If the lever is not completely closed against the stock, the gun will not fire. If you get a little piece of that thread in there, guess what? It's going to prevent it from closing the safety, and it will not fire. And under no circumstances do I ever recommend disabling a safety on any weapon. Don't do it. I don't care how much of a hassle it is. Either get a different gun that doesn't have that particular feature, or live with it. Do not ever disable any safety on any pistol, handgun, rifle, shotgun, anything. They're there for a reason, no matter how silly it may seem, but they're there for a reason. And if there ever is an unintentional discharge or something where someone is injured and they find that disabled, you have just lost the court case. So back to the covering up and everything. What we're doing simply is breaking up the outline. Since the barrel and the action forward and everything is the longest part of the gun, that's where we focus first. So is that making any sense, John, or am I kind of like drifting?
No, it makes perfect sense. And I've seen lots of camouflage schemes done with lots of weapons over the years, and it's good advice, Jimmy. Here's our
break. Okay, there's the break.
We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of August, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com, linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. This whole idea of camouflaging firearms is something that very few men or women do, isn't it, Jimmy?
We're going to make a lot of sense of why we're talking about this here in a little bit. Now, we've gone through the basic rifle itself. We've been talking about breaking up the straight lines in it and everything. And now we're going to get up over to the optics part of it. John and I were discussing earlier about these covers that go on the front of the scope. And what they do is they eliminate the reflection of the lens in the front. Any light coming forward, if you're shooting into the sun, no matter how much, if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and your target is west of you, you're going to be pointed in the direction of the way the sun is moving, the source of your light. So most people think, well, it's not down far enough that it's going to do anything. But depending on how close the lens is to the front of the scope cover itself, what we call the tube, the sun can glint off of that by reflecting off of something else. So when it comes down to the scope, we're going to cover it in two different aspects. One is reflection, and then the other one is shape. A lot of people run flip-up scope covers and everything on there to keep the dust and the crap and everything off of their lenses. The first trick on that is don't have the scope cover flip up where it comes directly above, because that's basically putting a round dot out there that says, shoot me. And by taking, and 90% of them are black, so if you take and use your spray paint cans and change that color from a black to a gray, tan, maybe put some green lines in it or something, it breaks up the outline a bit on that. The best advice that I give people is if you're a right-handed shooter, set it up so that the flip-up scope cover actually opens to the right, away from your face. And if you're a left-hand shooter, of course, you want it to flip to the left. That prevents from silhouetting it up above everything and putting a nice round target dot out there that we're all used to shooting at. The second point on that is the covers that John and I were discussing have a screen on the inside. Now, that screen can be duplicated in real life by going down to your hardware store and picking up some 1/8-inch mesh hardware cloth. And you cut that hardware cloth just slightly bigger than your scope cover, and by shaping it, you can actually press it into the front of your scope cover, and that will make a very effective reflection eliminating device, much like these ones that John and I were looking at that cost so much money, and now you've only spent a few cents on it. A lot of people don't like doing that because it's a mechanical change, and they don't like doing it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with not doing it, and there's nothing wrong with doing it. But what I recommend to people is the simplest of all things. Folks that have listened to us for a long time or any time know that I'm a big fan of simple solutions for what appear to be complex problems. If you're traveling through town and everything, the first stop you want to do is go into your local O'Reilly's. I like mentioning them because if you're a vet, O'Reilly does have a veteran's discount. Most of the time it's, you know, only 5-7%, but sometimes it's as much as 11% or 15%. So every nickel that we save here is, we can put it into storable food or ammo or taking our wives to dinner. That's always a good investment, isn't it, John?
It is. It is, absolutely. Yep.
But you're going to stop in there, and back in the paint section, normally on the very bottom, you're going to find your Krylon camo paints. Interesting thing about the Krylon paints, they were actually developed for metal, and they were actually developed for gun barrels, something that changes temperature. So if you follow the instructions on those, cleaning your metal components or your wood components or your plastic components, getting all the oil and grease and everything off of them, and then using these paints, you can do a very nice little camo job all by yourself on your rifles and handguns and everything. On our webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com, we've got several examples on there of some of the jobs that we've done for other people. And some of the ones we do get very intense, and then some of them are just basically a color change. Bottom of the hour.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We got a call from Holt. We'll get back there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your... We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got a new banner up there this morning. I'll be speaking down in Southern Illinois on Saturday, August 19th, at the Stonefort, Illinois Community Center. That's Saturday, August 19th, 6 p.m. Admission is $6 per person. Look forward to seeing you there. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I use mine every night. I do. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? If you're not getting a great night's sleep, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. They vary in price by size. We got the handy travel size, 12 by 24 inches, twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's in stock right now for immediate shipment. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Resting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sam in Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam. Hey, guys. First off, John, your prepper tip of the day, the Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. I checked on Amazon. They say there's 377 results for that book. Is there any specific one that you recommend?
They revise it every year, so you're going to find a lot of dictionaries from a lot of years, and they're being different conditions. So it's about a 5 or 6 pound book.
Do you think the latest versions would be PC'd, politically corrected, you know, kind of twisted, or you think they'll leave that alone?
What they do is they add new words to language, and they probably have changed meanings also. Which there's another version of the dictionary from the 18th century, from 1725 or something like that. I have a copy of that also, which is another excellent book to keep everything honest. But you don't, until you go through the book, you're not going to know what's been changed and what hasn't been changed. Like the word gay, the word gay means happy, right? But they may have changed the meaning in a more recent version. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Hey, Jimmy, does anyone ever call you Top Jimmy?
No. That's a new
one. Okay. It's a Van Halen reference from the 80s. Anyway, my question, camo on firearms, do you recommend any certain type of spray paint? I mean, you just wouldn't want to go to a hardware store and get anything off the shelf. What would you recommend for spray painting your firearms?
That's why I was mentioning the Krylon camo paint from, I picked mine up at O'Reilly's.
Okay.
They've got actually, and we were just about to get into that, so perfect timing on the call. They've got two different types. They have one that is intended for, believe it or not, gun barrels and metal objects. It paints plastic and wood and everything just as well. And then they have a second paint that they offer that is a vinyl paint, and it is for fabrics and flexible items.
Okay.
So it's all made by Krylon, and depending on the store that you go to will be the selection. But I've got I'm real good friends with Tommy, who is our manager at our O'Reilly here, and I was not aware of it until, several months ago. And I was picking up some new what is known as the Coyote Tan. Some manufacturers call it the Flat Dark Earth. Some call it khaki. It's all basically the same era of color. And I was up at the checkout, and he come around. He heard my voice and come around and says, "I got something to show you." And went to the back and to his desk. And Krylon makes that same paint that I've been buying in about three or four different colors. They make about 28 different colors of that paint. And so you get to be friends with your manager there and look through, and they will special order any color combination of those paints for you.
There you go.
And going from New Mexico, where our primary colors out here for most of the camo jobs is going to be the khaki, Flat Dark Earth, Coyote Tan, which is my favorite. That's become more or less our signature. Don't forget to add a little bit of gray in there in spots. Very, very little black.
Are you going to go over some procedures on how to do that?
You'll come up with a good shadow.
Are you going to go over some procedures on how to do that as well?
We can cover that next hour.
Okay, great.
All right, we can. And an alternative, we've got another call on hold. Our alternative would be camo tape that leaves no residue if you don't want to get that paint on your firearm. Camouflage tape that leaves no residue. We got a couple of callers here. First, we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Is Paul
Hello,
there?
Paul.
Paul must have took a break. We'll go ahead and go to Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Hello, John. Mark, can y'all hear me?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, oh, yeah,
we hear
gotcha.
You.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, I had a question on the 300 blackout. I'm really interested in one of these now since the brace band, you know what I'm talking about? The one you
right,
you
exactly.
Put it to your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I was interested in is I would like to put one together, but with a short barrel. I've heard that the 300 blackout is close to the AK-47 round, the 7.62x39, but you can get the same performance out of it out of a 10.5-inch barrel. Is that correct? I mean, or how short a barrel can I get away with, on the blackout?
The people you've been listening to
still
are
have top performance.
Correct. Typically in the pistol barrels, you'll find two different lengths. One is the 7 or 7.5, depending on who makes it, and then the other one is the 10.5. The 10.5-inch barrel in the pistol platform is the best combination there is for the 300 blackout, in my opinion. Where the 300 blackout, like you said, the 7.62x39 and 300 blackout are very compatible rounds. The performance on both is almost identical. Where the 300 blackout shines is the ability to go in bullet weight, especially if you reload. You can go all the way down to an 85 grain XTS bullet for home defense. My favorite for home defense and general shooting is a 100 grain short jacket by Hornady, but you can also go all the way up to a 230 or 235 grain bullet and go subsonic. So the 7.62x39 cartridge is incredible round and it makes a beautiful rifle, but because of the rifle twist on it, and the basically the selection of ready-made bullets, you're limited to hypersonic and 122 to 130 grain bullets. With the 300 blackout, like I said, the sky is the limit, especially if you reload. And in fact, we just finished up a 300 blackout in a 10-inch barrel not too long ago that one of our listeners ordered. And we built him a nice upper on that one that is, it's done very, very well. Everything that leaves the store here gets tested first. So, yeah, and the if we get the Hearing Protection Act passed and everything, it lends itself perfectly to suppressed use on it and everything. But in the subsonic round, still, that's very, very quiet. Did that pretty much cover your question?
Yeah, I think you did. Because, the reason I was looking at the 300 blackout, it's such a short barrel. I think you're right on the 10.5 is a good way to go, because, I know a lot of people are using the AR pistols in the 5.56, but in that short of barrel, the 5.56 just loses way too much, usefulness, knockdown power, plus, muzzle flash and all. And, I'm just looking for something, that I can put in a pickup, right there next to me. We have game here. We can shoot year-round. These big axis deer, they're year-round, and they're extremely, the meat is very good on those, and, I just had like to have something I could, have available right there with me at all times.
Right. Well, you couldn't make a better choice in that situation for a pickup gun, in my opinion, than the 300 blackout and a pistol platform. And another thing that people are misinformed on, I guess is the best way to put it, the effective range on the 300 blackout in the pistol platform is roughly 250 yards, depending on the shooter and the optics that you run on it. I'm gonna have to get a picture to Tim and everything so he can post it up, what my 300 blackout pistol looks like. But with the optics and practice and understanding which rounds you're using and everything, 250-yard shots are not uncommon at all with a 300 blackout pistol.
Well, that's more than adequate. That's way past adequate for self-defense.
Frankly.
No, way
and
past.
With using the 100-grain short jacket bullets in the reloads, the beautiful thing of that, and I've done the testing building mock-ups out here on the range, and what I did was I built a drywall constructed wall about 3x3, and then I put one at 10 feet, one at 20 feet, and then put another one at 30 feet. And the one at 30 feet, I put brick on the back side of it to simulate the outside wall of the house. And tested various pistol and rifle combinations on it, proving one thing that I always believed was that the 5.56 makes a lousy home defense weapon unless you're running frangible rounds, because it went through everything, including the brick on the other side. If you were in an apartment complex or anything, it would be incredibly hazardous. But the 300 blackout with the 100-grain short jacket bullets is the one that surprised me the most, because it made a little 30-caliber hole through the first drywall at 10 feet. On the back side of that, there was a chunk about 6 inches in diameter knocked out, and it never reached the second wall, for lack of a better term, an additional 10 feet away. And I got to looking around and searching, and I finally found the slug, and it had opened up about the size of a nickel, and it was just a couple of feet away from where the piece of drywall that knocked out of the first wall. So, and that's a hypersonic round. That's leaving the muzzle at about 2550, I think, velocity. So all that energy hitting the first drywall, it opened up and expended everything there. So for a home defense weapon and having an absolute minimum chance of over-penetration, it's an excellent, excellent choice.
All right. Let's move on here. I appreciate the call there, Mark. Next, we go back to Paul is with us again. Good morning, Paul.
Hello again,
Good morning,
sir.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
My question is, you know, in modern warfare, it's more important to camouflage for heat these days in infrared. And so how do you camouflage a gun, especially if you have fired the gun and the barrel's hot? And how would you keep them from, like, let's say if you had aggressive helicopters watching you from above? How do you camouflage both the gun and the person from infrared? And I'll take my answer offline.
Okay, well, okay. Let me jump around here, Jimmy. Yeah, first of all,
yes.
At my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear, there's special ghillie suits that will help break up your thermal signature. If you're in an area where there's conifers, pine trees, cedar trees, conifers break up your heat signature from airborne observation very nicely. Other trees will also, but not as effectively. Any mass you get between you and the imaging device will help. As far as the firearm itself, that would be an issue. If it's getting warm from being shot, I would put it underneath the ghillie suit, the thermal imaging breakup ghillie suit, to help protect there. Any follow-up there, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's one of our favorite conversations that it seems like we run into all the time out here. In order to, I'm not going to say eliminate, trick would probably be, or confuse, thermal imaging and everything can be done for $1.99. And that is the emergency space blankets that you see everywhere. Every
right.
kit that I've got a couple of those in there, one for the typical purpose and everything, and one that I can use for someone that is not part of our group or crew or something like that, but is injured, we can leave with them. And in the case of the rifle, if you've got the burlap, already wrapping the muzzle and everything on it, then you can simply take a strip of that space blanket and wrap it around that very, 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 very loosely, and then just simply drape another piece of camouflage material over it. What you're doing is you're directing the heat source from the barrel and also masking it so that it's giving an odd signature.
Right. Well, in addition, we got a break. We'll talk about this when we get back. Stay tuned.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of August. Jimmy, the Taliban have been using the olive drab space blankets for basically 15 years to defeat our very expensive high-tech thermal imaging devices. So for $1.99, you get a bright silver emergency blanket, but for about $8 or $10, you can get the olive drab space blanket, which has reinforcement threads in it. It's a lot stronger. You can use it as a poncho. The new ones, they have one corner, you can slip your head underneath it with a little thing made to hold you up on your head. And then two other corners have little pockets for your hands. So there's a bit of an upgrade there. But the on my website, the Thermtech Ghost Suits, these are handmade one at a time, and they're very expensive. The basic cloak is $650. You could probably figure out how to make your own if you were clever, but that's a product that a person could buy, and they're illegal to ship overseas. That's what the State Department thinks of them. So there's some alternatives here. Paul, are you still on the line? Is Paul gone?
I think Paul may have dropped.
Paul dropped off.
Sorry for the background noise and everything there, John, but if my phone drops, I'll call right back in. I got a low battery beep just a minute ago. But at the gun show this weekend, it was really neat. I had a chance to sit there. We were discussing the ATN scope. And the gentleman I was talking to was a gunship pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan, which hence the ATN conversation got started. And another visitor to the gun show was standing there talking and brought up thermal imaging. And this young man that I was talking to really gave me a lot of information, firsthand experience on thermal imaging. I got a very nice education about it. And I love it. It was one of those situations where you keep your mouth shut, your ears open, and a pen and pad close by. The biggest, largest drawback on thermal imaging is it simply shows a heat signature. There is absolutely no detail.
Right. That's it.
And so if you have two people, you have a bad guy and a good guy standing side by side, the thermal imaging will show two people, but it will not show who's who. So in a thermal imaging situation, you cannot determine which one is your target and which one is the one that you're trying to protect.
Right.
So that was the first part of the thermal. Now, I'd known about that, but I wasn't aware that there was just a total lack of detail at all in it. The other part is what we were just discussing, the space blanket way of defeating thermal imaging, and also confusing thermal imaging by putting things up in different spots to generate heat, either by reflection or absorption.
We have a break here, Jimmy. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.